From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The question of how much it will cost eligible residents to buy insurance coverage next year on healthcare.gov still isn't clear, and it has lots of people wondering. State plans filed their rate requests with the State Office of Insurance Regulation last month, but they don't want them made public. Carol Gentry is with Health News Florida, and she talks about this limbo situation with host Craig Kopp from WUSF in Tampa.
Carol, we're here to talk about insurance rates on the individual market under the Affordable Care Act, the next time people will have an opportunity to sign up for insurance under Obamacare. But funny story, you thought you had some news about those rates last week.
Right. It was an amazing, unprecedented story. If it had turned out to be true, rates were not going up for the first time in history.
Where did you get that idea?
From the state website, the Office of Insurance Regulation. All of the rates on that sheet that were not rate decreases said zero.
So you thought that it looked like the rates were either going to stay the same or go down under the individual market. Did you do any checking up on that?
Oh, sure. I called lots of people in the insurance industry, and they were scratching their heads. They didn't know what it meant. I checked with the agency, and they and their press person didn't know. Now, the companies themselves, the insurance companies, their lips are zipped about rates. The whole point is they put that there to mislead one another. They're trying to keep others from undercutting them. So they didn't want any word to get out.
So they put zeros there instead of what their rate request was going to be.
That's right. Except that there was no indication on that website that that's what that was. So to everybody who knows how to use that website, it looked like there were no rate increases.
Did you go with this story on our website, Health News Florida?
We published that story, and it had lots of caveats and qualifiers. It said, can this really be true? It would be the first time in history. Are we really sure about this? We put all of those qualifiers in. But the trouble is, there are a lot of people around the country watching this whole thing about rates. So Politico and The Hill and some other publishing outlets that are very into politics, they picked up the story as Obamacare is working and look at what's happening in Florida. And so all of a sudden, we were the focus of a huge amount of attention. So then I get a call about 5 o'clock that afternoon from the state saying, actually, those rates aren't true. Those are incorrect.
And did they explain to you why there were zeros up there?
They said that the plans didn't want to tell their real rates, and so they had put zero there. To make matters even more complicated, the companies now have invoked trade secret law. They say that the insurance regulation department couldn't release the rates because they were claiming them as a trade secret.
They're eventually going to have to release those rates because people are going to want to buy insurance.
The enrollment starts November 15th this year. If they want to compete in the market, they're going to have to be released.
So, what are the rates going to be like? You got any indication now, a week after you thought history might have been made? Do we have any idea where the rates are heading when people go on the individual market to get insurance in November?
The insurance department says there's going to be some increases and some decreases, but they won't tell us any more than that. So the answer is no, we don't know any more than we knew before.
Carol Gentry of Health News Florida and host Craig Kopp from Tampa. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?